Second mission of the eighth parak of Tyrus. A mafkin kelim eitz al ma'oritz. If a person gives kelim to an ma'oritz to watch, tamei tamei meis, the mecheska has tamei meis, and tamei midras. So also, if they're roy for midras tumas of a zov, then they have that tumah also, because we're concerned that his wife, who's tamei nida, may sit on them. If the Amaretz knows that the one who's giving these kelim is a kohen who eats truma, so in such a case we say that the tar from tumas meis, but there are tamei midras, because the tumas midras were concerned that his wife, who's an anita, sat on them. We're not concerned as tumas meis, tumas shivat. What they are, the tumas that come from touching it or sitting on it apply, but tumas meis we don't have to be concerned. He gave him a box full of clothing. If it's in a situation that the begodim are pressing against the clothing, it's very full. So it's tumas midras, because when someone would sit on the top of it, it pushes down the clothing. And that's considered tumas midras on the clothing. But if it's not full, so mele, if someone sits on the top, he's not pressing on the clothing, then it's tumas madah. If it's only as a light level of tuma, the level of tuma of something that's on top of itself, which is not an ava tuma. We had a bailam, even the owner has the key. But the mice, as we said before, since in the situation of the concern that there's someone sitting on it would press down on the begotten inside of it, and we have to meet time with that.